Where were you in 62?
Special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine. Cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wony.
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Wony Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. and Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
That was Someone For Me by Whitney Houston. Not sure where Sophia went, so if she's out in the lounge listening to the show right now, please come back into the studio, please. But coming up is A Man Eater by Hall and Oates. And then, I don't know. The theme of the show today is winging it, and that is exactly what I'm doing. And then, let me see here. I got some Bruno Mars that I know I want to play. I want to play Perm by Bruno Mars because that is a song I feel like not a lot of people hear frequently. And then we also have probably some more Whitney Houston, Simon and Garfunkel, and perhaps some Rex Orange County slowing it down with one of his shows. Also might play a song from Austin Weber's album, who's a very small artist, but if you've seen the YouTube video, that's called something along the lines of singing Mamma Mia in a river in Japan, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's very literal. It's that guy who has an album released, and he actually sent it to me for free. So shout out Austin Weber. He's also an artist who almost used my my Barbie car from when I was a kid in a music video. So we go way back. No, we don't. But at least I got the album for free, so I'll be playing a song off of that. And if I don't play that this show, next show, I'll be playing a song from the band Summer Fling. Their new song, Blissful Haze, is coming out on the 10th, and I will be playing that song along with some other songs from smaller artists. But for now, enjoy the spam of just every album I haven't played a lot of on this show being rotated in and out. This is Man Eater by Hall and Oates.
We have no secrets. We tell each other everything about the lovers in our past and why they didn't last. We share a cast of characters from A to Z. We know each other's fantasies.
Great protector, is that what I'm supposed to be? What if all this counts for nothing? Everything I thought I'd be. What if by the time I realize it's too far behind to see? 70 mil projector, I can show you everything. Yeah. And we're on our way to glory, where the show won't ever end, and the encore lasts forever, and it's time with you to spend. Spending the years together, growing older every day. Feel at home when I'm around you, and and I'll gladly say again, I hope the encore lasts forever. Now there's time for us to spend, and it's sublime with you, my friend. This right here still feels like the honeymoon when you say my name. Nothing's changed, I'm still a boy inside my heart. Am I meant to understand my I'll do the same as you, I'll try and hold it up. Soon I hope, or as soon as I'm old enough. Old enough to
I want pizza.
Okay. I just had pizza.
Why didn't you get me a piece? Josh and Sophia.
Hello.
Why didn't you get me a piece of pizza?
Well, I didn't even know, even.
Did we wrap back around to Domino's somehow?
No, he just ate at Nina's and didn't even get me a slice.
Can't believe that. How could you not think about every single person?
Why didn't you think
know?
Of me? You know I'm okay. hungry right now.
So I wasn't even planning on going to Nina's. I was just going
Nina's
on a little...
Nina's is fire.
I'd never been.
Best pizza place in town.
It was really good. I had never been. And I was going on a little excursion for weekend activities. And... we were hungry, and she was like, my friend Deja, I was with her, and she was like, do you want to get pizza? And I was like,
yeah, girl.
And then I was like, yeah, girl, I could eat. Yeah, and then we were going to go to Sal's, and then we walked past Nina's.
No, Nina's is better.
And it was good. Not as good as Domino's. Shout out, I don't know his name.
It was first it was Patrick, and then it was Michael.
Not as good as Patrick and Michael's.
Matthew, actually.
Patrick and
I meant Matthew.
Domino's. If they're listening, thank you. For entertaining us at 2 a.m. Like,
anyways, girl, after this, I'm definitely going to Nina's.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Well, after elections, too.
I mean,
after elections, I mean, yeah.
I'll just go to Nina's.
I'd go to Nina's.
I'd go to Nina's. We're all going to Nina's?
I just looked at my Venmo and I had a surprise birthday gift from one of my siblings. And
oh
I was like,
my
oh,
gosh. Oh.
Don't you have like 7 siblings?
6, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Describe them all in detail.
I'm like a... Like
oh,
a,
I'm, my gosh.
I'm like a litter. Like, we're like puppies. I'm the youngest pup.
I didn't know you could speak Spanish. Why didn't you tell me? And why didn't you tell Guillermo? Oh, Guillermo says happy birthday, by the way.
That's actually really sweet. Tell him I say thank you. I've spoken Spanish since kindergarten. I just don't...
You and Guillermo could have literally...
We will.
Chop
tomorrow.
It up.
Like, we're going to chop it up tomorrow.
He's not here. You think he comes every weekend? He lives in Queens.
Oh, what?
He's not from here.
Didn't know that at all.
He's from my hometown.
There it is. See, that is something I didn't know. And you learn something new every day, guys. Okay. And I just learned that.
You speak Spanish.
Yes. Yeah. I like the way you found out is so funny. The way they found
she
out is so
me.
Funny. Yeah. They found one of my dating
Josh
profiles
had...
and they were like, you don't speak Spanish. And I'm like, I speak Spanish.
No, yeah, I'm just like casually perusing Hinge then there's Josh and I'm like, oh my God.
We got to talk about my profile.
Let's go
through it in depth.
Yeah, we can do that.
And then I see that it says that he speaks English and Spanish and I text him and I'm like, you don't speak Spanish. Dude.
You didn't believe him.
Well, like,
she was like, you don't speak Spanish.
I was like, is this like a weird joke? Is he trying to make like a weird, because I feel like that's not
well, I mean,
okay
if you look,
make.
If you look at my Hinge,
well, people
it's
lie
all jokes.
On dating profiles.
Well, yeah.
I don't get that because, like, why would you lie for when it goes somewhere and you're like, whoops, like what, like you,
well,
you're just
no, exactly. But people are weird.
People are weird. Yeah. People are weird.
But are you Spanish?
Nope.
You're white.
Yep. I took classes since kindergarten.
Where is your family from?
They're from all over Europe, but okay. My family's lived in the U.S. since the 1600s. We came. My first ancestors.
Colonizers.
From, I hate
oh,
to say
it's
it, but...
When, it's from when yeah. the Spanish. It's from when the Spanish came over.
The Dutch, actually. I literally have no trace of Spanish, and everyone's like... And I, like, not to toot my own horn, but, like, I don't have an accent when I speak Spanish. Pero yo puedo hablar español tan rápido también, pero, like... I don't know, it just switches.
No,
like,
yeah, yeah.
No
you
tenemos
don't.
Un acento también.
You don't.
Yeah, no tiene. My grammar's wrong, though. My grammar's yeah. very bad.
When we were texting, I started texting him in Spanish because yeah. I know some conversational Spanish. Mm-hmm. And here, grammar was messed up.
Yeah, but like, yeah, and like, it goes back and forth because, like, I remember there was like 2 years where, like, this dual language program I was in, a bunch of teachers, like, left, and, like, it's such a small program that we had to just, like, fill in 2 teachers, and they were fine, but they, like, didn't focus on grammar. So, like, I definitely, like, got stunted from that. But then when I moved, my Spanish teacher was like, it really doesn't matter that, like, what you're saying is, like, kind of choppy because you get your point across, and also, like, it's so fast, nobody would pick it up.
Yeah,
unless
true.
They're like
yeah.
being rude to you and like want yeah. to make sure like, but like when I'm texting or writing, you can see it. Like that's totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
when I'm just talking, because I don't really write in Spanish anymore, but yeah, I used to sing. I can sing in Spanish too.
That's pretty cool.
I used to perform. Yeah,
that's so interesting.
Do you take Spanish lessons now still?
No.
Oh.
I should though. I like. There's a couple people in the friend group that
Duolingo.
Speak Spanish. I just speak Spanish with people like Spanish speakers at mm-hmm. Oneonta, but there's not a lot of them. Or there are, but,
no.
like, I don't know a lot
yeah,
of them,
I feel like a lot of people
say.
Just, like, Oneonta's are
speaking not
English.
Diverse.
It's not. And yeah. so, yeah. And so when I find someone who speaks Spanish, one, they rarely believe I speak Spanish. So, like, I have to do what I just did. And they're like, oh. The amount of times I've literally been said, White boy can speak Spanish. I've been told that. And I'm like, thank you. Gosh. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So it's a little party trick. When I get drunk, actually, that is, I'm not going to lie. That's my Spanish is better.
Okay, all right, good to know. Yeah. We'll test that out. Wait, actually, no, we won't.
We won't ever test it out.
No, never. We'll never test that out. Because that would not be good.
I don't hang out with Josh outside of this.
Yeah, I actually don't exist outside of Wonder.
We don't know.
I walk out the door and I fade away.
He's just like here.
I don't want to be associated with him.
They're lying. The amount of cutesy pictures we have together, liars.
Gideon's at the door.
He's like, look at, tell him he can come in.
Have you guys seen The Shining? Yeah. He's like Jack.
Oh, thanks.
We're on, girl.
Thanks for making it.
Hey, Queen.
Hey, Gideon.
How's it going? Good.
We're talking about how I speak Spanish.
Yes, that sounds so.
Yeah, that works.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I do have a song queued up.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Go. Can we talk about when I was on my way over here listening? I was listening to your show, and the song was like, where are the Italian girls? And I eat pasta and I'm lonely.
Yes.
What song was that?
That was Italian Girls by Hall & Oates, and it's so unserious. It's so unserious.
I've never heard it. That was so funny.
Yeah, it's a pretty hilarious song. I don't know. I just felt like I would play that song with no introduction.
You what?
I didn't. Oh, yeah. I like cued in the middle of it, so I didn't hear before.
No, I didn't. Like, I didn't introduce it. I was just like, and then like when the song ended, I was like, that was where all the Italian girls. And I feel like that's all I have to say. Gideon, are you okay?
He has like three different chords in his backpack.
for our audio listeners. what's happening right now? So I'm gonna describe in detail.
So
what
okay.
Saying.
It is
Gideon
a warm,
is
cool
on.
74 in the studio. Gideon, sitting in chair, looks like cat found yarn with three wires. He figured it out, though. He untangled them. But for a second, he was frolicking. Not frolicking. What is it?
Frolicking.
What is it? Like I don't know. What would you call it? Pawing the wires. He was untangling. That's the word. I actually forgot about that word. I'm sorry.
Guys.
Untangling.
Guys, do I look tan to you?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No. I'm being...
I literally self-tan myself.
Well, not right, because... Where? I'm saying... No, I don't see it. I thought I saw it for a second, but I think it was a shadow.
Ellie sees it, because Ellie sees me every day, so
true.
She knows the difference.
You think... Yep. Yeah, here, do you have this one?
Oh, wait, what mic? Ever. In my turn?
Four.
I didn't even realize you didn't have a mic. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's whatever. I'm here. Hang on. Wait, let me get in position.
Oh my god.
Hi, everyone.
I was thinking about singing Peppa's actually last night at karaoke.
Where was karaoke?
Legends.
When do they have karaoke?
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday?
Yeah, and I've never been.
I've never been either.
Like, you gotta go. And I was like, I like birthday karaoke. Like, that sounds like a good idea. Like,
what did you sing?
Somebody sang Creep. I sang
Creep.
What's that song
with
like
Creep?
Not Creep.
And the other one,
Crocodile Rock.
No, it was with the one that's like
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Okay.
With who?
It was their idea. That's all I'm saying.
With your Pookie.
Your Pookie.
No, she's not one of my Pookies.
He was considering it.
I was just trying to think of like if Pookies were there, but there was no Pookies out last night.
Your Pookie was Ebru You.
What?
Yeah. Line dancing.
I am so glad that you guys were there for my Ebru You escapades.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gideon was there.
Yeah.
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 It's 18 and up.
I was thinking.
Well, but.
It's 18 and up for line dancing.
Yeah, it didn't matter to me either.
Yeah. 18 and up for line dancing.
Look at how tan I look next to Gideon.
I'm just pale.
So am I. Yeah. But look at my hand compared to my arm.
Have you ever seen that meme that's like, I'm so pale?
Okay.
I'm there.
No.
Okay, and all of us aren't.
And you'll come visit.
I can't go because it's during my show, and I didn't do my show last night because I had my string ensemble concert.
How'd that go?
It went good.
You can't go.
I had my jury
where?
This morning. Line dancing because it's during my show.
Oh, juries are happening.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I did my jury this morning, and I slayed it.
How is Josh?
If you think I'm not tan, look at my hand compared to my arm.
She's tan, folks.
Thank you.
You're here first.
Look at my hand; it's so pale.
It's like the center of the Milky Way.
What? that's literally the whitest part of the Milky Way.
No, caramel.
Oh, I'm an astronomy minor.
No, like the Milky Way, like the candy. Like the candy.
Actually, that's the dead
name.
Stop.
That's cool that you know that, though.
Letter of intent, business manager. Why? Stars? Why?
Kidding. Maybe not.
Sorry.
Not right now. Respectful.
No, it's not that. I just don't know how to use Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
That's what valid. I don't know how to put the code in, and
that's so valid.
That's what I'm saying. Why two?
Oh, the million. Like,
Y2K.
What is it like? All of the.
I just don't know what the code is.
That we have to do.
8675309.
Okay.
Well. Hello. How are you?
Good. Shirt this week here. It's been a really good week, I can't lie.
So wait, are you like doing something this weekend for your birthday? Or are you coming to Rock Band? Yes, it was his birthday yesterday. We went through that already.
What?
He's older than you now.
True.
I don't know how I didn't. How did I not know it was your birthday? Why don't you tell? Why?
What am I gonna be like? Birthday?
Well, we knew. Exactly.
Yeah.
Me and Ellie knew, so.
Well, I don't know if I have you once.
Baby pictures my sister posted?
No.
That was what was on my story.
Oh, you reposted it?
Yeah, because it was so I'm like, I'm I didn't like not see. Even one. I'm like, barely cooked. I'm like, where did you get that picture?
Barely cooked.
And it looks like me now, just zoned out. So I was like, yeah.
Wait, can we go back to your siblings? Do you have beef with any of them?
No, they're all great.
Really?
Yeah. I'm close with all of them, but some in different ways than others, but there's no negative.
Is there more girls or boys?
Three brothers, three sisters.
Well, you're the seventh. So you're excluding yourself.
I was God's gift to the family. And what I believe. So I'm the glue that holds it. No.
Okay.
I'm the reason the family's this
way. I gotta play like a song. It's
what is this, Yap City?
I am gonna play. Have you guys heard "Perm" by Bruno Mars?
Yes.
Okay, Gideon. Do you not want me to play it?
I mean, it's your show. I'm just kidding. It's fine.
Play it.
Actually,
play
get
it,
out, Gideon. Gideon, oh. Actually, leave. Oh, leave the studio.
Beef with my siblings, but there's beef in the money. Just kidding.
Okay. Well, anyway, sorry, but this is "Perm" by Bruno Mars.
I know you didn't get your head down, so you could just sit down and just sit still.
Hey, we're trying to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. It's my birthday. No, it's not. But I still look good, though. How come? Ow. I bet you want an autograph. You and your fans. Gotta do it in the penthouse. That's why I keep my pen. What you can't dance? Shoulders.
girl, you gotta relax.
so that is the last song of the show today. The only one left in the studio is Josh currently.
Yeah, I'm the best. That's what I hear on the street.
Oh, okay. You have how many?
29.
From today. From Oneonta?
Yeah.
They're too much with that.
Like, what are they doing?
I don't get the sponsorship ones they get. Like, I know they're making, money off of these ads that they send into our inbox, but, why? Why can they do that?
Also, why? Why are you flooding my... if I had an important email?
Right. I'm never going to see it. I'm never going to see it because you're telling me about a dorm room, sale about, bed sheets.
Good. Thank you, I guess.
I really needed that.
I need to know when my classes are.
Right. Right. Classes canceled. Didn't see it. I showed up. I don't know. Anyway, I guess this was Vinylthon Revisited. Winged the whole show.
I guess I'm happy to be here.
Sorry.
Okay.
Wait, how many minutes do we have? Because I need to make sure we...
It's 47.
Okay, so we have...
It's actually 47.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
You're my... a happy birthday. But I technically am still a part of that.
I was a part of that club for a little bit, too.
Those are nerds.
That's awesome.
What house are you, Josh?
Ravenclaw.
I am, too. I'm also Ravenclaw.
Slytherin.
Okay, well, go away.
What do you mean, go away?
Ravenclaw's better.
I took a different test.
Well, did you take the Pottermore one? That's the most important one. Okay, so then you're Ravenclaw.
And my Patronus is a swan.
Wow.
You do give swan vibes.
I give swan vibes. I saw that and I was actually that's kind of sick. That's kind of wholesome. But also, I'm just I cast the mad magic and it's a swan and it goes quack. That's me.
I feel like swans are just glorified geese, unpopular opinion. So you're just a glorified goose.
I'd be geese. I'd be geesin'.
So who's...
Oh my god. That one really took getting
so
in.
Sorry, I'm thinking out loud.
He's braining.
Can we...
I am braining.
Is this a...
No. How many minutes do I have, guys?
Two.
Okay.
If you want to give Andrew 10... to get ready?
Well, Of course. I want to give Andrew 10 to get ready.
Giving.
I think for those listeners out there, that's called station etiquette.
Are you going to miss this?
Come in, DJ Courtesy.
Okay, Gideon.
Yes, I am.
Gideon. Yes.
We're leaving. Yeah, we're leaving forever.
You going to miss this? Okay.
I have two more years of
this. Are you going to miss country music every Thursday from 6 to
8? Where were you this Thursday?
I'll try to play
at the Brendo release event.
For you, Ross.
Oh, right. During my string ensemble concert.
Yeah, sorry about that. Not sorry. I talked to Carlotta. I had this idea I really want to do, secretly, partly because I'm selfish.
Secretly announcing it on air.
Partly because I'm selfish and partly because I also know how Play It Live works, so I can just do it if I want to. I want to do, Wednesdays at, 4 o'clock in the morning or something.
Oh, you told me this already. Yeah. It's not such a secret.
Doing, loading a bunch of, Women of Country songs into the computer and having a curated hour.
That'd be good.
I lost something once.
Sorry, I don't know why that just clicked in, but that's been perpetually playing in my head. And then you said Women of Country, and I was thinking of I dug my key, and then I was like, I had a key.
Makes really a lot of perfect sense.
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
Not ADHD, that's for sure.
All right, it is now 3:50, so... Okay. Sophie, you probably just blew out someone's car speakers.
Wires? Wires?
Someone was just driving and just got Ocean Man.
Let me...
It just relates to SpongeBob.
So I can be a good DJ with station etiquette.
What?
Okay, well, anyway, this has been For the Record with me, DJ Ellie, and also Josh, and Irene, and Gideon, and Sophia. And it's been a lot of fun, and I hope you guys enjoyed. Enjoy the beautiful weather.
Scratch that vinyl.
Scratch some spins. She's hot tonight. Running through the maze and the labyrinth compared.
to the slum, raising the question that I wonder if you're out tonight. Oh
Jesse.
You must listen to WOLY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial, Jesse. Keep it locked.
The YMCA is just a starting line. For the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Y is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my Y, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your Y. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, May 3rd, the Caribbean Student Association is having a pool party at 8 p.m. in the Chase Pool. On Saturday, May 4th, Music Industry Club is hosting